It's stupid ass.
We've got better vision, we've got better ideas, and we've got better hair.
Uh-huh. Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know. FML.
All right, the Clamar stuff for the Lowy stuff. I guess Chloe has put demands on Lamar. He's still in the hospital. I guess he had something like 12 strokes. They have decided there was cocaine definitely in his system, according to people who test for that kind of thing. We still don't know whether or not he has to have a kidney or not. But Chloe has said, well, yeah, we've canceled the divorce. And I guess one of the reasons initially was that so Lamar could stay on the Kardashian insurance. Could stay on Khloe's insurance because married. She had insurance.
Sure, I did that in college, yeah.
I don't know why he hasn't.
You married a Kardashian just to get on her insurance?
I did some stuff to stay on insurance, yeah.
Interesting.
You're just like Lamar Odom, Dusty.
Yeah.
Just 12 like strokes in a den of hookers.
You'd think that if you could drop 75 grand on hookers and blow over a weekend, you could probably shell out two or three G's, you know, over the course of a year for sort of private health insurance.
Sure, you'd think so.
It's just too much paperwork. He's like, I'll just stay on her insurance.
He was waiting to see
what
the marketplace would give him.
It's
right?
Not high on his list of priorities. Higher on his list of priorities are pounding herbal Viagra and random whores.
Right.
But now Chloe says, well, look, I'm going to stay with Lamar, as in we're going to be together. We're going to be Clamar if he remains drug-free, which I think is a completely reasonable demand. And this guy doesn't say anything. Also reasonable, doesn't say you can't, you know, spend some time with whores, but just remain drug-free and everything will be fine.
She sounds very understanding.
I have to give the Kardashians some credit here. I mean, this is, if this happened in non-Hollywood world, you know, the wife taking back the husband who, I mean, this is the first time that a coke and whore binge has saved a marriage, really.
You know, you could
very, very easily just kind of stay by his side and say, I hope he gets better. Yeah, but not say, I'm going to stay married to him and continue in a relationship.
I think this is pretty crazy. I was just back in Arizona and I was visiting my family, and one of my cousins about 10 years ago got involved with this guy who ruined her life, totally ruined her life. He got her addicted to meth. She lost her house. She lost her car. She lost everything. She became homeless because of this guy. And she just told everyone that she started dating him again. And
what?
It was like really tough for the whole family.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
And I'm like, oh man, what are you doing?
Oh, Shell. I'm sorry. That's rough.
It's like really stupid, but I don't know. And so like the whole family is just like, really worried about her, but we're like, well, I don't know. She's saying like, no, he's changed. And I'm like, you're so stupid. This guy like totally ruined your life, man. What are you doing? So I don't know. I don't know what to do with in these situations, but the whole family is just like, well, if everything turns to crap again, like we're not going to help you out. We're going to cut you off. Like, don't get back with this guy. Does he totally ruin your life, dude?
Is she still dealing with substance issues herself?
Supposedly not. I don't know. I think she's off of like meth and like the really hard stuff, but I think she probably is like still smoking weed and some of that stuff.
What about
which is no good.
How about this guy? Is he still like,
I don't know. I don't know. Supposedly this guy turned his life around. And we all know like she turned her life around, but it's not good. Like, we're definitely not happy about it.
Had she dated? I mean, was she dating kind of guys who were on the straight and narrow after him? Or had she not had any success in relationships?
It was like this guy like ruined her life. Like, she was like homeless, like living in like the backwoods of like California. Like, it was just like,
wow.
Like, down to the floor, to the bottom. And then eventually, like, her mom went and got her and was like, what is happening in your life? Let's turn this around. And she went through school and was, like, doing better. And I don't know how she hooked up with this guy again.
Did she grow up a nice suburban girl? Was that her background?
Yeah. My whole family's pretty middle class. Some of my cousins are a little bit lower middle class, but for the most part, you know, we're pretty middle class.
Yeah.
Tough love is, there's something to be said for tough love, but I also think that
it's hard for the family. It's not just hard. It's hard for everybody.
Right. When you see someone like make this, what you consider to be a terrible and a sort of an obvious decision to avoid, that's sad.
Yeah. I'm
well,
really
you
sorry,
should get on the phone and yell at her.
Yeah. We'll yell at her.
Yeah. But what's that going to do? You know, like a lot of times when you are so passionate about something and you're like, this is such a stupid decision, especially if it's a family member, it like pushes them more towards that. And it's, I don't know what you should do.
Well, this is just yet another example of the Kardashians creating real emotion for people at home. Would you like to have a chat with Khloe as well? Do you feel like this is the same situation?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.